All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the HPC Dev Room. Thanks for being here so early in the morning, maybe not entirely sober. We'll let Nicholas get started with opening the Dev Room with a talk on ParaView. Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thanks to be here early in the morning to begin this HPC day. It was them. Big thanks to everyone who organized this room. That's really great to be here. Thanks, Kenneth, and all your team. So about me, I'm Nicolas Vuay. I'm a C++ developer, and I have the chance to make my job about making first code contributions. I'm working at Kitware Europe, and I work mainly on ParaView, so developing the software, but also interacting with the community. So here's my mail if you want to reach me later. So ParaView, it's an end-user application that work for scientific data analysis and visualizations. Well, we have an open community on the GitLab for the code and on Discourse for discussions. It's supported by Kitware, which is also behind VTK for Visualization Toolkit and CMake, you potentially already know about. So what do we do with ParaView? It's for displaying an analysis scientific data set, so it's mainly a 3D visualizer, but you've got also some charts and spreadsheets and so on. It's also intended for data processing, so we have a concept of filters to take an input and compute some stuff on it and get your outputs. So to basically you can extract the data of interest of your raw data. We also have some other module like realistic rendering, so you can do your communications with directly your real data sets and not with just some kind of fake one. So here is some basic screenshot of the applications. Who is using ParaView? We cover all it's generic applications, so we cover a large range of domains like fluid dynamics, so we can compute streamlines, particle tracking, and so on. We have also volume rendering that is really nice for medical applications. With you have some 3D scan and you want to understand what happened inside. So that's an infinite list. We have a lot of domains that can be covered. But yeah, here is the more well-known one. Oh, we do use ParaView. So as I said, that's an application. So basically, the first way to learn is to use the GUI. So you click on buttons, you do some stuff. And you're happy. But you can also use the Python wrapping to write some scripts. And so you can run the script on batch processing without having to be behind your computer. It's also a framework because you can code your own extensions, your own derivative work from ParaView in the native C++ language, but also some features can be done in Python code. And it's all based on the visualization toolkit. I mean, all the hard work of processing the data and do the rendering come from VTK. So as I say, that's also supported by Kitware. So I also work sometimes on VTK to have some bug fix or some small new features. Where we can run ParaView, on which hardware is it possible to use it? Basically, on your small classical desktop, we have some official binaries you can try to download and just run. It's cross-platform, I didn't say, but you can run it on also on proprietary software like Mac or Windows, but it should be out of the box for Linux too. You can also build it. We have a large selection of build options depending on what you want to do exactly. You can enable or disable it. So if you want to have Python data distribution, parallelizations, or custom rendering, a lot of stuff. We have some documentation about it, and we can help you on the discourse if you have to trying to achieve some specific build of it. And which kind of usage do we have of ParaView? So either research and industry are using it. For instance, recently there was the before winter, a supercomputing conference in the US, and they organize a service contest where people are asked to upload some nice videos they made about their scientific analysis. And most of them are using ParaView either for just the data processing, but also sometimes for